We turn now to news from the Middle East. Israel has long had a vibrant left-wing peace movement. Activists stage frequent rallies for peace with the Palestinians, sometimes joining Palestinian protesters. But this Israeli movement has been threatened lately by the arrest of many of its leaders. And the activists believe a lack of political backing in Israel has left them vulnerable. Shira Frankel has more from Jerusalem.
The Friday protest in the Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood of East Jerusalem has become a rallying point for the Israeli left wing. What began as a march by a handful of activists has swelled into a weekly gathering of hundreds. Old men lean on canes next to Mohawked teenagers from an anarchist group. In a small park just minutes away from the 1967 Green Line, they wage their fight against Jewish settlers who are increasingly moving into neighborhoods like Sheikh Jarrah that Palestinians see as part of their future state. The protesters say it is the first time in years that the Israeli left has been galvanized to this degree. Didi Remez is a well-known Israeli peace activist and blogger.
The reason so many people are here, because there's a juncture here of basic justice, human rights, peace, and civil liberties. It's accessible, it's people's hometown.
But recently, a police crackdown has targeted organizers of the protest, and police are threatening to ban groups from holding similar rallies. Nearly 50 activists have been arrested, including figureheads of the left-wing movement such as Haggai Elad, director of the Israeli Association for Civil Rights. An Israeli police spokesman said the protest was illegal, and those arrested had refused calls to disperse. Avner Imbar, one of the protest organizers, says the crackdown is part of a larger movement to stifle left-wing Israeli groups. He says the lack of political backing from any of the major left-wing parties has left them vulnerable to arrests and police intimidation.
The police have been implicitly telling us that one of the reasons why they are so confident about their ability to keep arresting dozens of people, and sometimes even violently so, is that they feel that we have no backing. When they dare to arrest settlers or right-wing activists, there is an entire array of Knesset members and political leaders who immediately get into action and support their activists. When we are being arrested, sometimes they release a press release.
For weeks, Israel's main left-wing parties, Meretz and Labor, declined to send representatives to the rallies due to the presence of what they called radical elements. Recently, some lower-ranking left-wing parliamentarians have put in a brief appearance at the demonstrations in Sheikh Jarrah. The left-wing protesters, says Imbar, are on their own.
Meretz is not officially backing. I think they are deserting the activists and the camp that they are supposedly leading. And I think that that's a very strong feeling that people here have, that we have been abandoned by the leadership. They are either tired or apathetic. There are simply no shows.
Meanwhile, the Israeli right-wing scored a long-sought-after victory this week, convincing Israeli lawmakers to expunge the criminal records of settlers who were arrested after protesting Israel's 2005 disengagement from the Gaza Strip. The left-wing activists have fought their own arrests in court, where they have twice won victories allowing them to continue their protest, as long as they do not disrupt traffic. Didi Remez says he'll keep coming to the rallies despite his arrest last week. He sees it as part of a bigger struggle for the right of the left wing to continue voicing dissent.
There's a whole generation of Israel which is losing its belief in basic democratic values. I'm going to be arrested for as long as it takes.
That's Remez, just before his arrest at last week's rally. He's singing to police that he won't be silenced. But this Friday, few of the organizers, including Remez, attended the protest. The new organizers are keeping a low profile, lest they be targeted. But for now, they say, the protest will go on. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frankel in Jerusalem.